At least three people have been killed as a blast rips through the Lebanese town of Hermel in the northeast. Medical sources say over 30 others have also been injured, with the number of casualties likely to rise. But the car bomb detonated at the town's main square in front of a state building. Hermel is located 10 kilometers from the Syrian border. The town has a pro-Hezbollah majority population and has witnessed numerous rocket attacks by foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. Thursday's blast comes barely 2 weeks after another explosion hit a southern neighborhood of Beirut. Several people were killed and scores wounded in that attack, in which an al-Qaeda-related group claimed responsibility. Let's get the thoughts of Hamid Reza Ahmadi. He's the newsroom manager who is joining us right now here in the studios. Hamid Reza Ahmadi, who is behind this? What would be their benefit, in your opinion?
Well, once again, you can see the fingerprints of Saudi Prince Bandar bin Sultan, who is believed to be behind the deadly bombings in the region. He is said to have been sending terrorists into Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, where they recruit, fund, and arm radical extremists or sometimes desperate people, and send them on suicide bombing missions to fan the flames of violence in the region. Bandar is seeking to create tension across the Middle East to divert the attention from the autocratic system back in Saudi Arabia, which is one of the world's worst dictatorships and is a top violator of human rights. The man who has come to be known as the biggest troublemaker in this part of the world himself has a troubled past. His mother, Khiziran, was a 16-year-old maid from Asir province when Bandar was born from an extramarital affair with the king. He had not met his father until he was 8 years old and was accepted into the royal family only when he was a teenager. Now he seems to be taking his revenge on the entire region, the entire people in this region. Bandar's killing machine is in full swing. Sometimes people say, experts say that this is something that will strike back, and that section of the Saudi regime, which is promoting deadly violence, will eventually pay the price for its crimes. The winds of change will hopefully hit the Persian Gulf shores of Saudi Arabia.
Before I let you go, Hamid Reza Ahmadi, we just spoke to James Petros in our last bulletin regarding how some of these al-Qaeda groups, which are basically Salafist Wahhabis in terms of the members, are one day going to find their way back to Saudi Arabia. And based on this particular Middle East expert, James Petros, he said that they are going to be the ones perhaps that are going to go against the regime inside Saudi Arabia, something that the Saudi monarchy there is failing to see. Do you agree with that viewpoint?
Well, definitely. The terrorists are divided into two parts. If we compartmentalize that, the terrorists who are working on behalf of Saudi Arabia in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, we can say some of them are ideologically misled people who are attending those religious schools, and they learn how to kill people. And some of them are on payroll. Those on payroll are like contract killers. They do not really care what's happening, just get paid to kill people. But those people who are ideologically killing people, who are whose killing machine is based on ideology, they will learn at the end of the day that Bandar bin Sultan and that section of the Saudi regime, which is promoting violence, and that section is being run by Bandar bin Sultan, it is just fooling them. And they will definitely learn it at the end of the day, and they will definitely turn against the Saudi regime. And they will definitely take it back against those people who are now using them, funding them, arming them, and sending them to kill innocent women and children. So what we need to understand at this point in time is that if we manage to institutionalize this very important question, if the Takfiris are Muslim, if those radical extremists are Muslim, so why is that they're not attacking Israel as the Muslim world's top enemy? They're not attacking the Zionists, they're not attacking the Israelis for a very good reason, because Israel and the Zionists are the ones who are funding Bandar bin Sultan's killing machine, are the ones who are partly funding and helping and arming those terrorists. They want to kill Muslims in this region. And that is the reason why the Takfiris, who are said to be Muslims, they are killing Muslims. They're not killing the Zionists.
Very well. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your insight. Hamid Reza Ahmadi, our Press TV newsroom manager, talking to us here in the studios.